I'm Pierre Lumumba here at the African Heritage House in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya as we continue with our discussion on the state of the continent of Africa. Today, we want to discuss BRICS. And BRICS means Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. A little history is important in this regard. For a long time, the world has been dominated by the conceptual West. And when we talk about the conceptual West, we are talking about Western Europe, we are talking about Australia, we are talking about New Zealand, we are talking about Canada, and of course, the United States of America. And they have dominated the world through institutions known as the Bretton Woods, whose main pillars are the World Bank, the IMF, and of course the WTO rules. In order to respond to what has been their dictatorial and hegemonic approach to issues, countries in the global south, comprising Brazil, India, Russia, and China, and of later South Africa, Russia may not be in the global south geographically, but came together for the purpose of creating a body which, in many ways, is meant to be a counterweight to the hegemony of the European powers or the conceptual West. And the whole agenda is to gain economic freedom and to engage in the world economic affairs from a standpoint of strength. And let us examine a number of things which are in focus. Number one, if we look at the economic prescriptions of the West, they have always been one size fits all, which are then pinned and allied to the political agenda of the conceptual West. But Russia is saying there is no one size fits all. Why should we have an economic agenda that is defined by the West? Brazil is saying the same. India is saying the same. China is saying the same, and South Africa is saying the same. And BRICS, therefore, is a body that has an agenda which, in the views of many African countries, is designed to liberate the continent from economic slavery. How is it going to do so is the question that we must wrap our minds around. Number one, to liberate Africa from the debt trap of the Bretton Woods institutions, you need another institution. And that is why BRICS is saying we are going to create that new institution, and we are not going to create an institution which is imposed on the continent of Africa. Not all African countries may be members at this time, but South Africa represents African countries at this stage. And of course, other countries are already applying to be members of BRICS. I know Ethiopia has been trying to do so, Nigeria may join, Uganda and Egypt. And ultimately, one foresees a situation when African Union, representing the entire continent of Africa, will also be part of BRICS. And when they do so, it means that we liberate ourselves from the Bretton Woods institution and resolve the debt question. Number two, the dominance of the dollar and the dollarization of African economies. African economies since the 1970s have been dollarized. I remember as a young person and a young curious student during the presidency of Richard Nixon, a time when there was a famous Saudi Arabian foreign minister called Sheikh Zaki Yamani. That is when the dollar became a fiat currency, no longer pegged on gold, and then we came up with the thing called the petrodollar. And since then, every other currency is measured against the dollar. And when the dollar as much as sneezes, our currencies go into intensive care unit. Our economies and our GDPs are measured on the basis of the dollar. And that is the other thing that the BRICS are saying: we must move away from the dollar and we must have a currency or a basket of currencies that allows us to trade with our own currencies before we come up with that single currency. And I think that that is a good thing. The third thing is what one may describe as the elimination or the reduction of tariff and non-tariff barriers. As it is now, there are products from the continent of Africa which cannot be sold in the European market unless, of course, they achieve standards which are designed and defined by European countries, either by the EU or the Americans. And you see these in different areas. Look at the mineral sector. Look at the pharmaceutical sector. Look at the food sector. And if you are to get into crops such as coffee, you are not as much as allowed to sell coffee which is at a level of specialization or a level of refinement, because the Americans would not allow you to roast coffee beyond a certain level. Look at tea, look at cocoa, and all these ensure that the real jobs are created in Western Europe rather than in the continent of Africa. Therefore, the BRICS is seen as that single body that is capable, holding all factors constant, of midwifing a process that will ensure that the African continent is liberated from the chains and manacles of the Western European institutions, which now holds Africans on a stranglehold. The other thing that is important for BRICS, I believe the fourth thing, is to ensure that there is greater south-to-south trading. As it is now, the trade environment is skewed against the continent of Africa. As we already know, Africa does not trade with herself, yet she is the repository of some of the most important minerals. In today's world, where we are talking about artificial intelligence, where we are talking about technologies that is going to run the new industries in the arena of technology, if you look at coltan, if you look at lithium, Africa is the home of coltan, is the home of lithium in quantities that are unrivaled in the continent, or rather in the world. And we hold the view that BRICS is capable of helping African countries to get into that space. And if we get into that space, then we are going to regain economic independence. In a nutshell, what does one see? One sees in BRICS a savior. One sees in BRICS a new dispensation. One sees in BRICS a new agenda. One sees in BRICS new opportunities. One sees in BRICS liberation of the economic kind. One sees in BRICS a total departure from business as usual into business unusual. And business unusual therefore means that the continent of Africa is going to use her resources in a much more effective way to create jobs for our young men and women, so that they do not find themselves migrating to Europe and America, and of course the Middle East, into what is fundamentally latter-day slavery. So BRICS, in my view, is an opportunity for African countries to chart a new path. I would want a BRICS which recognizes that this is an assembly of equals, is an assembly that brings countries and peoples with one common agenda, is an assembly whose agenda is to ensure that the potential of each of the member states or the member regions is tapped in a manner that is beneficial to all. If Africa warns herself of those possibilities, then Africa will not have the short hand of the stick. I believe that the continent of Africa will reciprocate and once again will have a world which is conducted on the basis of mutual respect for the benefit of all humanity. Because as a great South African once said, the most important thing in the world is that we pull together, because history has demonstrated not once, not twice, but times without number, that collaboration is the language of civilization and competition is the language of barbarism. If we accept that, then for me, BRICS, holding all factors constant, is a good thing for the continent of Africa and those who are its participants, and I dare say for the continent of Europe and indeed the continent of the United States of America. But let us also ask ourselves, if Africa truly wants to earn the dividends within BRICS, it is important that Africa must organize ourselves. I see within the continent of Africa some element of disorganization. Countries still pandering to their former colonizers under the aegis of organizations such as La Francophonie, under the aegis of organizations such as British Commonwealth or the Commonwealth of Nations, under the aegis of organizations such as the Community of Portuguese Speaking Countries. I am telling fellow Africans that it is important that we organize ourselves. And there is already the organizing organization, which is the African Union. If the African Union chooses to do so under the aegis of the Union herself and under umbrella and defining projects such as Agenda 2063 and Africa Continental Free Trade Area, then our participation in BRICS is going to be beneficial to the entire continent and her people, and in my view, for the benefit of the entire human race. That is how I see BRICS interacting with the mother continent. Brothers and sisters, we continue with our rigorous conversation about the continent of Africa, and we say our goodbyes to come back in a short while so that we may continue these very important conversations. Thank you very much and see you again.